I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is with the Santa Fe New Mexican. He writes occasionally for the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe New Mexican. And he is with us sitting in for Rob DeWalt, speaking of the arts.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good morning.
There's so much going on.
And there is so much going on. How are we ever going to get through it?
We'll do what we can, and then we'll cut out a few minutes early and go get a drink of coffee.
Of coffee, exactly. So, you start.
I'll start.
Sacred Headwaters, Honor Our Pueblo Existence, with Marian Naranjo, Michael Aunan, and David Bacon are in conversation today, Sunday at 11 a.m., at the Travel Bug's bookstore. And the Travel Bug has all kinds of Sunday morning fun. And that's what's happening this week.
Wow. Well, you know what Landon's up to this week?
What?
A play, so to speak. And Sandy Nelson did a nice job in Pasatiempo interviewing Brian Jones.
Oh, yeah, the Howard Zinn play.
Yeah, the Howard Zinn play about Marx in Soho, which is actually, Marx is already dead. We're talking about Karl, not my favorite, Groucho. And it's a really nice Q&A, and the show's at Lannan Wednesday night, 7 o'clock at the Lenzik. Totally affordable. The phone number's easy, 988-1234. Look at the Q&A with Brian Jones. It's a really nice, interesting piece.
And if we haven't mentioned it 4 million times before, they do wonderful work, and their shows are always affordable and always fascinating. Geist Cabaret, David Geist, will be in Pronzo, as he always is, on the weekends and playing tonight and tomorrow in the evening.
Wait, why is it called Geist?
Because it's David Geist.
Oh, it's his brother Zeit?
What?
Zeitgeist, isn't that a word?
Oh.
You said it.
I have no comment. All right, just for that, I'm going to tell you, we already heard about prophecy, poetry, and philosophy in Dante's comedy today at 8 in the evening at St. John's College.
Who's in Dante's comedy, like Red Skelton or somebody?
It's the Divine Comedy. It's about heaven, hell, and purgatory. It's deep.
It doesn't sound very funny to me.
You know? Let's go on.
London's National Theatre's coming to the town, to the Lenzik. From everything from Traveling Light to the Comedy of Errors, which is a real comedy, to She Stoops to Conquer, not to be mixed up with She Stooges to Conquer, which is a Three Stooges short. Jennifer Levin wrote a really nice piece in today's paper about the National Theatre Company, bringing these high-definition broadcasts to the Lenzik. It starts tonight with Traveling Light and runs into late March with these shows. Take a look at her piece. She breaks down all the different shows. And from what I hear, these just are terrific. Have you seen any of them?
Uh-uh.
Oh, well, there you go. High-definition English professional London theater on the Lenzik screen.
Yeah, very good thing. And speaking of good theater, how about theater work this weekend and next weekend?
4x4.
Have you seen any of
that? It's going to be fascinating. No, I haven't. You know, I haven't been to a lot of theater since I left the Arts Beat, so I'm not really in a great position to speak to them, but it looks really fascinating. They've taken four chamber plays by...
Four local playwrights have written four what are called chamber plays, which are, I guess, not full-length plays, but kind of more elaborate than one-act plays.
Based on female poets and their works.
Everyone's based on a female poet.
And it's Leslie Harold Dillon and Janice Garib and Dale Dunn and Angela Yanda all doing it. I don't know if it's an all-female cast, but...
No, it's not.
It's not? Okay. So, and that is at Theater Work.
Yep.
They're alternating two shows per, so you don't see all four shows. You see two at once, and then you go another day to see the other
two.
Yeah,
you have to go twice to see all of them. Is it the James A. Little Theater?
Yep. It's 7:30 in the nights, 2 o'clock on Saturdays and Sundays. I'll give you a phone number. 471-1799. Very affordable in my view. New Mexico School for the Deaf, 1060 Sirius Road. Really good piece in Pasatiempo by Rob DeWalt.
And the VP Dialogues. Have you heard about that? It's a singing, dancing, entertaining sex education program for all ages at the Black Box Theater at Warehouse 21. It's on Sunday at 3 o'clock. Oh, no, sorry. Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Unitarian Universalist Church on Barcelona Road here in Santa Fe, and then the following weekend, Friday and Saturday, the 24th and 25th, at 7 in the evening at Paseo de Peralta. For more information, 989-1931.
Because I'm the education writer now for the paper, I like to feature arts education, and I got to mention that the Santa Fe Arts Commission is teaming up with some other entities, including Santa Fe Public Schools, to present Artworks. It's an exhibit of student art, and it opens tonight at 5:30 at the Community Gallery in the Convention Center, the Community Center, pardon me, at 201 West Marcy. David Koss, our mayor, will be there. There will be demonstrations, some of the artwork stuff. It's all student artwork. There's refreshments. 5:30 to 7 reception tonight. Swing by. If you're downtown, swing by the Community Gallery by Sheridan, 201 West Marcy, and go see the show. It's free. Otherwise, it runs until early March, and the gallery is open from 10 to 5, and it's a nice gallery space. I'll give you a phone number just in case, 955-6705. Take a look and see at some of the student artwork at the Artworks.
Freedom of expression, the media, and democracy. Journalist and founder of Alternative Radio, David Barsamian, speaks tonight at 7 o'clock at the Arthur Bell Auditorium at the Harwood Museum of Art in Taos. Cultural Energy is sponsoring that, as well as the Harwood Museum Alliance. And you can go for more information to culturalenergy.org. No one turned away for lack of funds.
That's pretty good. I like when they do that, because that happens to me a lot when I'm at the store. They always turn me away.
Yeah.
But I'm already in there.
What is it that you're trying to buy? Beer?
It so happens that I like to buy beer. Yes, I like to drink beer. And when I go to the store, I generally end up buying beer. It's usually after hours, and I'm old enough, and I make sure not to drive. I don't drink any of it until I get back to my apartment.
Yeah, but you try to scam them for lack of funds?
I would never do that. Occasionally I pull out pennies and nickels and stuff. Do you still save like coins in old jars and stuff, and then find that like your dime coin jar is really full, and you take it down and you like cash it in for like $120?
Nope.
Okay, there's rocks in them hills. It's a tour of Cerritos Hills State Park.
I put them in the parking meter.
Led by geologist Scott Rinbarger, 1 o'clock on Sunday to 3 o'clock. It's you got to go down 16 miles south of Santa Fe, New Mexico 14. It's gonna be a fun Sunday afternoon event. It is not much money at all to go. You got to pay per vehicle. Basically, drive down there to Cerritos, turn right on First Street, go about a half mile to the parking lot. Let me give you a phone number: 474-0196. You're going to take a tour up there into the Cerritos Hills and with a geologist and learn all about things like fossils and dinosaurs. Wouldn't it be weird if, like, I had to cover as a writer that, like, some huge lizard still lived up there and he attacked people when they were on this tour?
That would be so funny. Coronado State Monument. Manuel Lopez, a noted historian and historical interpreter, will discuss the hunting methods and stories of... Did you just read this?
No, it's just that the Dante thing doesn't sound too funny.
Well, comedy doesn't necessarily mean that it's funny. Comedy means it has a happy ending.
And a huge dinosaur eating people doesn't necessarily mean it's funny either. Although it would be, because it's, you know, 2012.
Manuel Lopez will discuss the hunting methods and stories of the ciboleros, the Spanish buffalo hunters of the 1700s and 1800s who hunted on the open plains of the American Southwest for meat and hides. The event takes place on Sunday, February 19th from 2 to 4. It is at the DeLevy House, the Sandoval County Historical Society in Bernalillo, New Mexico, on 161 Edmund Road. For more information, 505-867-5351 or nmmonuments.org.
Last night I stopped at Joe's Diner. I don't generally go there because I don't live on that side of town. Had a lasagna and it was good. I'm not here to plug them, but I was stopping in between gigs. I went from the Santa Fe High cheerleading squad that just won a contest, and I wrote about them to a meeting way out there. And they had Bill Hearn on a CD. They had a CD of Bill Hearn and Bonnie on the playing, and it was really nice, and everybody liked it. And it just reminded me that Bill Hearn Trio plays classic country at 7:30 on Wednesdays at La Fiesta Lounge at La Fonda. A really nice little, great old-time bar and hotel I really like. I wish the dance floor were bigger. No cover charge, and that's Wednesday night. You want to go see Bill Hearn. And I think he just celebrated like 30 years about a week or two ago of playing there, so that's pretty amazing.
That's great. Hey, if you want to quit smoking, Santa Fe Community College Wellness Center is sponsoring an 8-week Freedom from Smoking class for anyone who's ready to quit from noon to 1 on Mondays, starting this coming Monday.
It's free?
It's free. Call 428-1291 to register.
Wow, and 8 weeks to get you to quit smoking, huh?
Yeah. I know somebody who did it, not here, but in back east. She quit smoking with acupuncture. The acupuncturist put needles in her ear. And not only did she quit smoking without any craving. And it was as if she had never smoked.
And she's okay with it?
Yeah, she's never smoked again.
And she's healthier.
I hope so.
That's it. See, I'm glad I never got on that ugly habit.
I know, me too.
You never smoked?
Well, you know, at 14, I tried it.
Yeah, me too. I didn't like it.
I didn't like it.
I didn't like the way it tasted or anything.
My dad smoked. It was horrible. He died young, too, although we don't know if that's the reason.
Of course, when you were 14, it was a very different time from when I was 14.
Oh, not that different.
Now she says so. Site Santa Fe is opening Time Lapse, a group show of rotating installations, films, performances. The art collective Meow Wolf's in there performing a show called Novelty. It's a reception tonight, 5 to 7 p.m. Site Santa Fe is at 1606 Paseo de Peralta, right by the railroad tracks, right by Warehouse 21. The show runs through the end of May. I don't know if I assume it's an opening night reception and that it's probably free. But I'm not positive about that. Call them yourself if you like, 989-1199. And I love this title, Lori Lewis and the Right Hands. Do you know her?
Mm-mm.
Newgrass artist and her band, they're on tour. They got a new album called Skippin' and Flyin'. I just thought of some song from the 60s, but it's not that one. 7:30, they're at Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill out on Fireplace. Got to pay to get in. You got to pay a little extra if you wait to go to the door. You want to get the tickets early? Here we go. Go to brownpapertickets.com. That's brownpapertickets.com. Or at the very least, call the Santa Fe Performance Exchange at 466-3116, and you'll save a few bucks, because if you get to the door, you got to pay more.
IAIA presents Eve Ensler's The Vagina Monologues, the staff and students of the Institute of American Indian Arts. And that is today and tomorrow at 7 in the evening at the IAIA Auditorium.
What's that other one you talked about, the VP monologues?
Yeah.
Is it the same thing?
No.
All right, sorry, keep going.
Not even close. And let's see. You can look on Facebook for IAIA Presents the Vagina Monologues. Tickets available at the IAIA Bookstore and at the Museum of Contemporary Native Arts. For more information, call. And this is, area code 402-570-1641. But it should be very interesting to see the staff and students of IA doing that play, because it's a great play, and every time a new group or new small group of people interprets it, it's really different.
A whole
different.
New energy. Yeah, and it still holds up. The play holds up.
I know.
I remember when that gal from the Brady Bunch did it in town about 10 years ago.
I remember that too.
Did you go see it?
Oh, yeah.
Did you interview her?
No.
No. Did you
I
like
wasn't
her
doing interviews yet. It was before I started doing this show.
Did you like the Brady Bunch when you were seeing it in reruns 10 years after I saw it?
I refuse to answer on the grounds of the Fifth Amendment.
Sacred Headwaters, Honor Our Pueblo Existence is a conversation with Marianne Naranjo, Michael Onan, host David Bacon. It's at 11 o'clock on Sunday.
I already read that.
You did. I realized that halfway through.
Mm.
But I'm going to say it again because people are just tuning in now to hear me.
Oh, right. Saying, okay, I'll say all yours again, too.
So it's 992-0418. It's 11 o'clock Sunday, and I repeated her, and now she'll repeat me.
Centennial Fridays at the St. Francis Auditorium. Did you repeat? Did you do that
one? As a matter of fact, I didn't do that one, so there.
All right. Taming the Wild West, the arts in New Mexico's journey to statehood. Today at 5:30, and let's see. Oh, it's too long. Admission, you know what, just call the New Mexico Museum of Art or look on their website, and the number over there is 988-1234. Oh, that's where you can get tickets. The number at the museum is 476-5071, but the main thing is it's today at 5:30, and it's storytelling about taming the Wild West.
Pretty cool. We're a week away, and I'm just going to mention now from Edible Art Tour.
Oh, goody.
It's next weekend, and it's going to be a great event. It raises money for, again, arts programs in the schools. Next Friday, I will have a piece in Paso Tiempo about it, as I still sometimes write for them. There's everything from the Art of Fashion to the Art of Home tour to the Feast or Famine show to the Edible Art Tour. And there is a nice two-page spread of, I won't lie to you, it's advertising on today's Paso. But next week will be a story, and that's next weekend, and get ready and geared up. There's Santa Fe Symphony's Northern Lights. Did you talk about them?
Uh-uh.
Well, they're at 4 o'clock Sunday. And they're going to sort of represent music from Russia, Norway, and Finland. And Stephen Smith, the conductor, will be there doing everything from Swan Lake to other things. It's at the Lenzik, so it's a 4 o'clock Sunday at the Lenzik.
Excellent.
988-1234.
And let's see, Theater Grotesco doing their new work, Storm. The gala is tonight, the big gala party, and then tomorrow is a 2 p.m. performance dedicated to Bioneers, with partial proceeds benefiting that organization. Lots of good stuff, and there's performances this weekend and next weekend, and it's the CCA Munoz Waxman Gallery on the grounds of the CCA on Old Pecos Trail.
And Benchwarmers, speaking of theater, continues at Santa Fe Playhouse. This might be the first year I've never seen it, because I've caught them almost every year, but it's eight original 1X, done like 10 minutes each, set around a bench. 8 o'clock at night, 2 o'clock on Sundays. It runs through February 26th. Call 988-4262. And it's all local playwrights.
And check out the screen and the CCA and all the great films that they've got going on there.
And the artist is still playing, I think, at the Vargas.
Oh, good.
That wonderful, beautiful silent movie, which is up for Academy Awards, which is, when is that?
The Academy Awards next week? It's a week from Sunday, I think.
Okay.
And opening tonight at the screen is The Woman with the Five Elephants, the true story of Dostoevsky's translator. Ladies and gentlemen.
Wow, I wonder how she found a house big enough to handle them all.
Yeah, I wonder too. And Five Submerging is an art show, and the opening reception is tomorrow at La Tienda Exhibit Space at 7 Caliente Road in El Dorado. Exhibitors include Thayer Carter, Andrew Davis, Geraldine Fiscus, Dee Homans, and Barry Tiger. For more information, call 629-7269. And I know there's all sorts of stuff going on around this exhibition at Five Submerging.
This
there's
is too
dance
strange.
Performances.
Five Elephants, Five Submerging, Benchwarmers 11, 4x4, and earlier I mentioned the Three Stooges. There's a lot of numerical stuff coming up today on this show. What's going on?
As a culture, we know how to count, and we've got 10 fingers on our two hands. See what I'm saying?
But.
And Triassic Hall, we already talked about. That's happening on Sunday. And weekly story time at Collected Works Bookstore.
How come you always have an easy explanation for these like dense questions I throw at you? You never are stymied. You always have like a one sentence response, then you go back to reading. What do you attribute that to?
Omniscience. Just kidding. Hey, the kitty of the week. Find your forever friend from Felines and Friends, a local cat rescue organization.
Meow.
And this weekend's featured cat is Wally. And I'm going to turn down Robert's volume while he purrs. He's still purring. I didn't turn all the way down. Wally loves to be petted and brushed. He's an easygoing, laid-back little kitty guy who warms up quickly to people. He's handsome with a black and white coat in the classic tuxedo pattern.
Man, I wonder where he bought that.
If you want to adopt Wally, now nature gave it to him, Mother Nature. If you want to, if you want more information, call 505-316-2281. And you can go to fandfnm.org, Felines and Friends New Mexico.
And when you take these little kitty cats home, there's a beautiful kitty cat in the back of the Paso Tampa that has nothing to do with the story you just wrote. They always like promise not to like scratch up your nice furniture and stuff or get in your face when they sleep on you at 2 in the morning. But they always do. Like your dogs. Like your dogs say, oh, we won't make a mess in the house. We won't chew up your homework.
You know what the dogs do? Sometimes I eat a quesadilla here, but the quesadillas here are really big, and I always bring home the rest of the quesadilla, which is about 1/3, and I put it in my handbag, and I go home, and one of my dogs puts his or her head into the handbag and eats my quesadilla.
Do they take turns, or is it one specific dog that you're not trying to put guilt on?
It's usually Milk, but now Horatio started doing it.
See what happens when you don't discipline the kids.
Coriolanus starts Friday. They can't help themselves. It's cheese.
I can't help myself on
here
doing cheese,
cheese,
and I always get yelled at for it. But your puppies get away with murder, it seems.
Coriolanus is opening today at the Cinematheque, a movie with Ralph Fiennes. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, it's based on Shakespeare.
Yeah, plays a feared Roman general at odds with the city of Rome. And Black Power Mixtape is a film that they kind of previewed a few months ago. And it starts this Friday in honor of Black History Month. And that's a very good film made by a Swedish filmmaker who went back into the Swedish broadcast archives and found all this footage by some journalists who went to the United States from Sweden to study the Black Power movement. And so this is stuff that nobody's ever seen before. It's a good film.
Great. Sunday night. Over at El Farol, Nacho Mendez is going to be playing, 7 o'clock, no cover. Monday night's a quiet night. You want to go somewhere where there's something fun to do. There's Jimmy Stadler playing country rock at 7 o'clock at Vanessi. No cover. I think El Farol's picking up the Geeks Who Drink Trivia contest on Monday night at 7 o'clock. No cover.
How do they drink trivia?
That I don't know. I think they just you can drink things in. You can drink in knowledge, don't you agree? Clearly that's true based on my encounters with you on the show.
Wow, you took my question seriously.
Well, I try to do that whenever you ask me serious questions. You like to get deep and talk about Dante and those other guys.
My dad was a professor of Italian. I can't help it.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. The fruit doesn't fall far from the tree, they say.
Hey, on Sunday, the 26th of February, I guess I'm reading this a week in advance, but at the Rio Chama, the Santa Fe Film Festival is having an Oscars party.
Oh, great. See? Yeah. That's why I asked you about the Oscars earlier.
Tickets are still available. You can call 699-4736. Or you can stop by Constellation Home Electronics on Guadalupe.
Wow.
And ticket purchase will include all sorts of delicious beverages, dessert, coffee, tea, all kinds of things. So, It should be great fun.
Okay, now listen to this. Thursday, New Mexico Arts Commission quarterly meeting, 9:30 in the morning to 12:30, open to the public. Center for Museum Resources, 725 Camino Lejo, Museum Hill, no charge. The last time I read this, just because I wasn't thinking and I just read it out of the PASA listings, since the people involved with the Arts Commission called me up and said, we're having a meeting? We didn't know that, and I always thought that was pretty funny. So I hope this time they're ready for the meeting because it's Thursday morning. Unless, of course, it's a mistake.
For those of you who have just arrived in this town, welcome to New Mexico.
Did you talk about the Kit Carson thing?
No.
Okay, Alan Alsborn is going to be talking about Kit Carson, the American hero, at 2 o'clock Thursday. Interesting. Middle of the day Thursday, so if you're unemployed, have nothing better to do, got the day off, you want a lecture. It's at St. John's United Methodist Church on Old Pecos Trail up there by, it's, you know, close to CCA and all that. You got to pay to get in. 982-9274. One more time, Thursday at 2 o'clock, Kit Carson, an American Enigma.
And Gardening 101, presented by the Santa Fe Master Gardener Association, is Sunday from 10 to 4. Moira and Steve Peters will present this presentation at the Center for Spiritual Living on Camino de los Marques here in Santa Fe. And it's all about helping new or new to Santa Fe gardeners succeed in our unique, to say it euphemistically, weather and soil conditions. For more information, 471-4711 or go to sfmga.org.
So it's like a crash course in how to be a gardener?
Yeah, I should go.
Yeah.
Last year, for the first time, I actually seriously tried growing things. And I actually, with the help of a friend who knows what she's doing, succeeded in planting some stuff that didn't die.
Interesting. Is it being used for medical purposes around town?
No, it's not. I decided not to go for food or herbs or anything like that. I'm going for flowers, just flowers.
Ah, like poppies and such?
Grand Mary's Place, Story Hours of Native American Tales, Museum of Indian Arts and Culture. Programs are at 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock, and February 19th is the next one. That is Sunday.
Yeah, and it's by museum admission, which I think on Sundays... It's free for New Mexico. Well, maybe not at the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture.
No, it is. It is. Free for New Mexico residents on Sundays with ID and always free admission for 16 and younger.
Grand Mary's Place. That's great.
Storytelling. I love it.
I'd like to do like a storytelling show on KSFR. It'd be called like Uncle Gruesome's Demented Fairy Tales. And I'd be like the Big Bad Wolf, except you'd have like zombies in it. And like Cinderella's three stepsisters would be like, you know, mummies and stuff. Wouldn't that be good?
Yeah. You told us about Site Santa Fe and the opening there, right?
I did. Did I tell you about the World Quest 2012 College Bowl style game of trivia hosted by Santa Fe Council of International Relations tonight, 5:45 to 9 at Community College?
Is that the Geeks Who Drink Trivia?
I don't know if they're going to be drinking. I don't know if there's going to be trivia. I think I'm going to be there, though. So.
Excellent.
Great seeing you, girl.
It's great seeing you, too.
Thank you
so much.
I've got to come over and try some of the stuff you're growing in the backyard.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, you can try... the purple flowers, the yellow flowers, and the white flowers, none of whose names I can remember. I have those little tags sticking into the ground.
I need that with you. I'm beginning to forget your name.
Thanks a lot.
Well, I remember your face, though, and your eyes, and your smile, and your charms, and your tone of your voice.
Sarcastic demeanor? Is that what you're trying to say? Robert Knott is with the Santa Fe New Mexican.
Happy February.
Happy February to you. It's almost over. He's with us just about every Friday. Speaking of the arts, did you know when I was in college, we had an institution in the very cold, cold Northeast, by the way, in New England.
And you were in it?
There was a phenomenon called February Club. And February Club was, there was a party in somebody's dorm room every single night of February. So if you were bored or unhappy or just plain cold, you could say, where's the Feb Club party tonight?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. And I'm on Twitter. Oh, I've got to file more on Twitter. But anyway, I got to tweet more on Twitter. But I am on Twitter at Radio Cafe MC. Robert Knott, thank you so much for sitting in today.
My pleasure. Good seeing you, girl. And
great.
I hope everybody has a happy
too.
February. There's a ton of stuff to do. Pick up the Pasatiempo.
Indeed. And big love to Rob DeWalt, too.